ABC Radio Australia.
For years, the people running Australian rules football in Vanuatu have struggled to find a full-size ground for their clubs to play on. But for some time, AFL Vanuatu's programs manager Nancy Patterson and her team have been putting in the hard yards at Kawanu Field in Port Vila with the aim of turning it into a suitable venue for their sport. And now all that hard work has paid off, with the national government handing over control of Kawanu to the local AFL, while at the same time the Australian government have stepped in to provide funding for a talent academy. That's a move that brings Vanuatu into line with several of their Pacific rivals, and coupled with Kawanu, once it is fully developed, Nancy Patterson says she expects to see the number of AFL players in the country grow.
There's a lot of things to be done, as there's nothing yet in the field, but we have put up the goal post. It looks like a full-size field, and we're looking forward to our long-term benefits of the academy and the upgrades to Kawanu Field. The partnership between the government and AFL Vanuatu to upgrade Kawanu Field into a first-class facility benefiting schools and the wider sporting community, it will be a lot of work to be done to upgrade that field to benefit the schools and other communities to be using that field. And even maybe in future we can have international footy competition there.
So the prospect is enticing, isn't it? I mean, this could be such a huge step forward for the development of the game in Vanuatu, because it's been so hard for you up until now without having a full-size oval to play on.
It is a huge, huge step. In the past, I've been mentioning that we have a lot of participants, around 3,000 in our program. And in the past, the challenge is the field, the oval. It's me personally, with all the hard work out in the field that I've been working on, me personally or the AFL Vanuatu to have achieved. So it is good news for everyone.
And alongside this announcement, the launch of the AFL Vanuatu Talent Academy, now you can work on bringing the young talent through, and not just players, but also I gather coaches and umpires will be involved in the academy too.
Exactly, yeah. PNG, VG, now we have already the Talent Academy. And it's another huge step again that Vanuatu have launched Talent Academy. It will make us work a lot to run more competition for the young players where they can be into the Talent Academy, and especially coaches and umpires to be trained in the high level. So, yeah, it is good that we are now in that same shoes with the PNG, VG and Nauru. And we're looking forward to get more younger players to be part of the competition and be part in the Talent Academy program.
And tell me, the timing for these announcements regarding the ground and the academy, pretty good really, isn't it? With the Pacific Cup not so very far away now, I'm wondering how Vanuatu's preparations are going for the return of international Aussie rules.
The main challenge is that because of the awful and we don't have a good competition, so we will be left over this year, and we'll be looking forward for next Pacific Cup. As now we have that awful, there will be more improvement in our players' footy skills, and that's where we can get more talented players to be part of the competition in the Pacific Cup.
And what about funding for all of this? Is it coming exclusively from the Australian government or from the AFL, or a combination of the two?
With this, it's from the Australian government's Pacific All Sports Partnership, so they are the one that have funded this Talent Academy. Thank you to the Australian government for that. With the awful, we just have AFL Vanuatu working very hard to maintain that, and with some partnership with the clubs in Australia where we will have support in future from them to help us in upgrading the field.
Is there a time scale on when you hope to have the field up and ready at its absolute best?
At the moment, the field is ready for the teams to use for the competition, but to be in a great standard of football field, I think it will take us around a few months to upgrade the field. But otherwise, the field is already set up, all the goalposts are there, and it's all leveled well. But we're looking for more to upgrade that field to the good standard that the players will expect.
And tell me, why has it taken until now for this situation to come about? Because you've had to wait a long time to have a facility of your own for AFL Vanuatu.
It's just maybe the government have recognized all the hard works that we've been working on, especially on now that we have the outreach of AFL into different provinces and the support from the Australian government funding the Talent Academy. And that's where the government have recognized AFL. They know that AFL in future will be a great game for all the young villagers in Vanuatu.